Good morning on a extraordinarily sunny day in Cork. Temperature 9 degrees centigrade, 8:57, very light traffic on the road. I've just taken my daughter to school, dropped her off at 8:30, and I'm driving back to home in Glenmire in order to pick up my niece and take her into town because she did babysitting last night. Although I think it's not quite the right word, babysitting, for a 9-year-old like my daughter. I'm not sure what the alternative word is. Well, the good morning, and what I'm going to do this morning is express my gratitude and interest in certain people who use Audioboom. And I won't discriminate between people who call it Audio Boo and those who call it Audio Boom. But the background is that I follow over about 300 different accounts on Audio Boom, which is a huge number, you'll agree, I'm sure, a huge number of people. And I just thought, well, I'll thank them all. I'll thank them all for, because I've been, not all 300, but I'll thank those that I have built up some kind of a relationship with, either because I listen to them frequently, or because whenever they share their audio, I get excited and particularly interested. So, in alphabetical order, let me start with Age Action. Age Action. Let me say that AJ Leon, who very, very seldom uses Audioboo, is another person I follow. I used to follow Acrobat, but I think he stopped broadcasting now. And let me get to All One Word. Now, this man is one of my regular, you know, I feel close to in community. So he makes audio regularly, and he's very engaging, and I love him for that. Andy Mooseman. Andy Mooseman makes occasionally an audio, and when he does, he's well worth listening to. So who else do I listen to, really? Audio Mystery Tim Steff. Audio Mystery Tim Steff. Now, T-Y-M. Strongly suspect it's Welsh, but that's another person I follow. Let me move on then to Black73 Cat. Oh, another close member of my community, a person whose audios I will do my best to listen to every single time. Bletchley Park. Bletchley Park, the podcast made, constructed by MC Fontaine. A real high quality podcast. Blind Abilities. I follow Blind Abilities and I follow Blind Birder. Now, Boag World makes podcasts about the web and everything to do with web collaborations, web design, web user experience. Yeah, Boag World. Bord Bia made some audios very seldom. There must have been one good audio from Board Beer to get me to follow them. Boyd Jane. Now, I would listen to everything by Boyd Jane. Lives in Vancouver, or just outside Vancouver in Western Canada. A real great connector and a close friend. Brenda Drum I listen to. Business Cornwall I used to listen to, but I haven't seen anything from them in ages. And now I get to another person, a pagan woman from Israel, Calm Waters. Really like her, would listen to her frequently when she's there. Cauldron FM. if I'm remembering rightly, occasionally makes audios which are of sound, pure sound. Well, then we get to the great Claire Randall, frequent podcaster, and I would listen to Claire very closely. Moving on now, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. Particularly interesting podcast, all about coffee. Fabulous woman, huge energy, really well worth listening to. Okay, there's a whole load of people here who I'm not going to mention who make audio so seldom, like Cronin's Pub. It's a pub in County Cork. No, Cyber Viking. Everything I said about the person who makes sound and doesn't speak, I meant were Cyber Viking. Cyber Viking works in the university in Limerick, and he's got a particularly quirky angle on how to use audio. Moving on now, past Dave Shaw, past Dave Woodward, past Dave Hendy, I come to Daylight Gambler. Daylight Gambler, the one and only, a great engager, one of my close community. Dean Reed, who seldom uses Audio Boo now, but whose every audio gives more and more a sense of what it's like to enjoy the countryside. I'm moving past D-Dub Fusion. She would have made a few. Dolores, I don't see so many from Dolores, but I do follow her. Moving on, people like D-Shock seldom used Audio Boom at all. Probably use it purely to keep in touch with people. I can't remember what she's done. Documentally, though, Documentally must have been the first person almost that I ever followed on Audio Boo. Great person. Donegan reads stories nowadays to his daughter. And if you're interested in stories read to children, he's somebody I listen to. Zaki. Oh, in Switzerland, very close contact, listen to everything he does. He doesn't broadcast on Audio Boo very often, or he doesn't share stuff on Audio Boo. Quite large in Periscope these days, and we contact over on Periscope. Iodiel, E-I-D-O-E-L, listen to Iodiel. Eileen McCabe. Eileen McCabe used to do a lot. Irish food. Definitely Irish food. Moving on now, Elaine Larkin, Elaine Rogers. Ella McSweeney. Everything I said about Eileen McCabe was meant to be Ella McSweeney. Very good podcaster about food. Emma L. Owen Purcell, Ern Mander, who makes consistently the shortest audio booms that anybody makes. Yeah, certainly listen to him. Esperanzo Audio is a cause against the violence towards peoples. Syria would be an example. Very passionate about a pro-Palestinian side. Esperanzo Audio, Fianna Fáil Party. Fireman Rich. Now I'm going to stop in a couple of minutes because that'll be enough for the moment. I might do another one later on today. But Fireman Rich is a great person in New York State, northern part of New York State. As you can tell, a fireman. He's also on Periscope as well. So he and I have started to connect over on Periscope as well. Fran McNulty's a journalist. Freaky F. Wolf is over there on Periscope as well. And that's as far as I'm going to go. So that's A, B, C, D, E, and F. So they're the people. And I'm very grateful to all of them for existing and for, you know, podcasting here on Audio Boo or Boom, whatever you like. And those of you whose names begin with a G, and from that on, I'll be getting to you. And those of you whose name begin with Z and W, ZYXWUV, all those kind of things, I'll talk to later. Anyway, Paul O'Mahony, 6 minutes past nine, outside my house, going in to have a cup of tea. And I think I just wanted an excuse to talk to you, to be honest. But I also wanted, so I took the opportunity to thank people. Anyway, have a lovely, lovely day. I'll be back later on with going on from G. Bye for now.